All right. Good morning to you. It is Monday, the 21st day of October. We are exactly 2 weeks and 1 day away from Election Day. But tomorrow you can start voting early in person, at least in Missouri. I believe the same goes for Illinois this week, but I could be wrong about that. I'll have to double check.
I'll have to double check that, too, because I mentioned that in headlines that no excuse absentee voting begins tomorrow, and I plan to vote hopefully this week at the very latest next week.
Yeah, in fact, I got my St. Charles County voter guide in the mail this weekend, and I was looking over it. And what I failed to do was count the total number of issues on the ballot. But my guess is that it's very similar to St. Louis County. It looked about the same length. A few different issues, obviously. But on the St. Louis County ballot, there are 43 or 44 issues. It's going to take you a while. Between candidates and propositions and judges, if you fill out the entire ballot, it's going to take you a while.
And let's be real. It's extremely difficult to find information about judges, so you're usually just looking at them, and half the time you're guessing.
And it's interesting you say that, because Marty Bennett over at the St. Louis County Family Association has put out a list of his recommendations on those judges. He's done the background on them, and he's got some yes-no recommendations. And I'm going to, with his permission, I'm going to repost those this week. Maybe today. I'm hoping today. Up there on the Facebook page so people can link to it.
Well, that's very helpful.
Yeah, but just so people can. I mean, this is an antiquated system in Missouri. There's no doubt about it that you have to ever so often vote to retain or not retain a judge. But unless you're a lawyer, how do you know how that judge has performed? Most of us don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
Well, I've tried Googling them, and I'll try to look at past cases they've done. But a lot of it is legal jargon. And it's hard to understand even what's going on. And you want to get more than one case to get a feel for how they tend to rule on different cases. And it's just, it's confusing. It's time consuming. But it's important to make sure that you're voting, I believe, in the right way, because they can have a huge impact on the way that things are done.
Oh, absolutely. And look at that. Thanks to Drew, I now have my trusty St. Charles County ballot in front of me here. As I look down these issues, there are a lot of them. I'll count these up, and I'll get back to you here in a few minutes on exactly how many issues there are between St. Louis County, St. Charles County. Obviously, I don't have the one for Lincoln or Jefferson or whatever, because I don't live down there. But I'm just telling you, lots of stuff to get to. The voter guide's up, 971talk.com. We are making it as easy as possible. It's pinned to the top of the page. You'll see the red and blue stripes on the bottom and top of it. It's hard to miss. You can download it. It explains these amendments at the very least in my picks on the major statewide and Senate and congressional picks. So go there, download it. By the way, we are live on Rumble and YouTube, X, and Facebook this morning. So we have all four feeds up. Thank you, Ethan, for doing that. Carl Middleman continues his brief vacation and should be back tomorrow unless a hurricane hits Florida. So, not that I know of. None of those scheduled this week, right? Hurricanes?
Not that I know of, but they were talking about that Category 1 hurricane that it's impacting.
Pretty far south, isn't it?
Was it Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think Cuba.
Yeah, 80-mile-per-hour winds or so.
All right. All right. Let's go ahead and get to the short list, please.
The Mark Cox Short List.
So, I have a surprise for you. Which is that we are going to be awarding $1 million to randomly to people who have signed the petition every day from now until the election.
That's Elon Musk, if you didn't recognize the accent. And now there are Democrats who think what he's doing is illegal, and they're trying to go to court to stop him.
He who has vowed he would be a dictator on day one. He who calls Americans who disagree with him the enemy from within.
Kamala, who he's talking about is you. I don't know how to describe that to you any more clearly. He sees you, who's a big government, European socialist democracy encouraging that kind of government as the problem.
This is how a bad day's democracy. You hoes couldn't even spell democracy.
Interesting. There, Lizzo. Lizzo getting ready to get on her private plane. This is climate change activist Lizzo as she climbs aboard her private plane to fly to a Kamala Harris campaign event.
Think of that 2,000% increase in the population of illegal migrants under Harris. She doesn't want to be called border czar. But you know what? I don't care. She was in charge of the border.
You see Trump this weekend? He's savage, isn't he? Did you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Took the jacket off and went and worked for an hour at McDonald's or however long he was there. I don't know how long he was there. He claimed that he'd been there. He was there at least 15 minutes longer than Kamala ever was.
This was the best campaign strategy I've seen in a very long time. It was brilliant. The amount of memes and I probably spent 15 minutes last night
just looking
scrolling
at
on X, just laughing, looking at these different memes people have come up with. I wish I were that creative and
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. And the thing about it is they were making fun of him for going to a McDonald's as a stunt, right? But he's a little smarter than the average bear because he knew if he went there, it would get tons of coverage. There were people backed up for miles trying to get into the McDonald's because they knew he was there. There were people lining the streets as he drove to the McDonald's.
Thousands
of them. And then he shows up for a 20-minute shift, hands people food out the windows. He's giving away free French fries, you know, asking if he should add any more salt. It was pretty funny. Go ahead and go to cut 14 there for us, Ethan, please.
Mr. President, you actually have worked at McDonald's now versus...
Now I have worked at McDonald's. I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Are you going to put this on your resume?
She never worked here.
Why don't you lie about
15 minutes more than
like
Kamala.
So will be put on your resume?
Worked at McDonald's.
Why would she lie about that?
Why did, because she's lying, Kamala, that's why. Why would she lie? She should lie about it. McDonald's confirmed four times now. She never worked here. Let's not talk about that. It's an amazing business. It's an amazing country. And we're going to make America greater than ever before.
I'm so tired of that question being thrown out. Did you hear that? Here he is at McDonald's passing out fries to people coming up to the drive-thru and someone, will you accept the results of the election regardless of what happens?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he did accept the results and he left office the day he was supposed to.
You know what I was thinking about? Because I watched a number of the people who pulled up to that drive-thru and there was one couple and they said, I think he said she was from Brazil and she was like, please don't turn the United States into Brazil. You know, we got to make America strong again. And I thought he had a great response to that one. But surely people had to be heavily vetted before they were allowed to pull up to that drive-thru. Their car must have been searched with bomb-sniffing dogs, right?
Yeah.
There's no way they'd let them pull up to that drive-thru if they'd not had their car searched.
I want to read this because people can put anything on the internet, but this is on McDonald's letterhead, and it's to franchisee owners and restaurant teams and suppliers. It says McDonald's USA. This message is intended for the McDonald's USA system, October 20th, 2024. Earlier today, President Trump visited a McDonald's restaurant in Pennsylvania following a request made to our local franchisee. As we've seen, our brand has been a fixture of conversation in this election style. And while we've not sought this out, it's a testament to how much McDonald's resonates with so many Americans. McDonald's does not endorse candidates. Though we are not a political brand, we've been proud to hear former President Trump's love for McDonald's and Vice President Harris's fond memories of working under the arches. While our franchisees don't have any record of her ever working there, what makes 1 in 8 so powerful is the shared experience so many Americans have had.
Well, it's her truth, Mark. if she identifies as being a past employee of McDonald's, then that is clearly the truth.
So they admit that they have no evidence she ever worked at a McDonald's. McDonald's is it put out a statement admitting that.
Can someone please, did I see she was, gosh, where is she talking tomorrow? She's doing a town hall. Is it CNN? She's doing some town hall tomorrow. I know they won't be the ones to ask it because they're too soft on questions. But I wish somebody would say, which McDonald's did you work at? Which years? What were your roles there? Just like they finally asked her, kind of, the what kind of gun just, she owns for right, the 60 Minutes
of,
interview.
Yeah, sort of. Although they could have.
Right. They could have pushed her harder on that.
Drilled down on that just a little bit for sure. There is a new Bright. Did you see this poll from Breitbart?
Mm-mm.
Donald Trump is leading Kamala, as he calls her, in 5 swing states and by 3 points nationally in this poll. And I'll read it here. It is 2 polls conducted by Atlas Intel between October 12th to the 17th found Trump was leading nationally with a 51% while Harris received 48, and that Trump was beating Harris in swing states such as Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. The national poll, which surveyed 4,180 likely voters, Trump received 50.8% of support, while Harris received 48.1% of support. Now, a lot can change in 2 weeks, but you got to feel good about that.
Well, the more Kamala opens her mouth and does these interviews, her support tends to drop, it seems.
I think you're right. All right, coming up, we'll get to Kim on a Whim here at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit more about a local guy who is inserting himself into the presidential race. He's a Hollywood star. He doesn't live in Missouri. He doesn't vote in Missouri, but he wants to influence your vote in Missouri. That's coming up in just a minute, but first, our national anthem.
And producer Andy Cohen, known for his Real Housewives series on Bravo, has thrown his support behind Kuntz.
I have sat there watching this state be degraded by this clown in Washington, D.C. One thing that I've learned from producing the Real Housewives is you can't tell a woman what to do.
Yeah, I know. I certainly needed Hollywood liberal and Andy Cohen, who's drunk every New Year's Eve, embarrassing himself on CNN with Anderson Cooper, to come into St. Louis and lecture people on what is and what isn't abortion. That it's kind of rich, actually, that this guy is in here telling us how we should vote on Amendment 3 and who we should vote for Senate.
Well, he's a guy, so by his standard, shouldn't he not even have a say
he
in
shouldn't,
that?
He shouldn't
right?
have a say.
No uterus, no opinion, that's the thought?
He is a gay guy, so man, I guess maybe he thinks he gets a little bit of
he's
extra.
He's like kind of feminine, so he gets like a half of a vote, maybe half of a say.
I don't know. I'm just
got
saying.
It. I'm just trying to keep up with their mindset because it's a moving target, you know, so it's very hard to keep up.
Well, I mean, here we go again. Kuntz is going to lose by 8 points at least. It may be worse than that. I don't know. But Cohen is, he doesn't live here, right? He lives in Hollywood, I assume. He doesn't vote here. But of course, famously, he's from here. So he's come back to St. Louis specifically to a union hall to try to gin up votes for Lucas Kuntz in the race against Hawley, and of course to get people fired up. It sounded to me like there was a crowd of maybe 75 or 100 people there at the Union Hall.
They have their debate coming up next Thursday.
On Halloween. Yeah.
I don't know why they scheduled it on that, because how many people are going to be watching that? Very few. We'll see the highlights. We'll have the highlights the next day, but
that is kind of odd, isn't it?
It's very odd. And I heard that Hawley was the one who said the hoop throughout that date. I don't know. It's very odd to me. Of all the days, really.
Well, you would think the Kuntz people would have pushed back on that, because they're the ones that need the broader audience, right?
Yeah, I agree.
All the crazy pink hats will probably watch, but they need to reach people that aren't wearing pink hats.
No, they're probably going out and handing out the abortion pill for people who are trick-or-treating now.
Those would be the scariest people to run into on Halloween Eve, I think. The ones wearing the pink hats that marched in the streets after Trump won the first time. Because they're a little crazy. A little cray-cray. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim a bit later. Hans von Spakovsky, some last-minute court decisions that have stopped election integrity efforts in several states. We'll talk to Hans about it about 6:20.
Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Want to know a great way to boost your mood almost instantly?
Yeah!
Give your friend or loved one a hug! But not okay. just any hug, a 20-second hug. According to research,
yeah.
that's the average time it takes your body to release oxytocin. So hold on tight.
Yeah.
Not one of those little tiny hugs, like a hug.
You hear that? 20 seconds, they say, is all you need for a hug to really, I guess, be effective, because that's how long it takes to release the oxytocin. Or I've heard some people call it the love hormone.
How do you... Wait a minute now. I don't know about you. I've got people in my life who don't want to be hugged for that long.
You know what? It's funny. I was thinking about this. In fact, my husband and I were talking about it last night, and he's like, 20 seconds is kind of a long hug. It doesn't seem that long. Go hug your loved one today for just 20 seconds. And it's awkward. It's like that person who shakes your hand and you're kind of ready to stop shaking their hand.
And they won't let go.
Yeah. And you feel like you have to do a couple of what they call them. You have to pump your hand. It's like, this is awkward. Please let go. Where do I look? It's like that. Well, I guess people want to hug longer than that. And it's gotten so out of hand that this airport in New Zealand has caused quite the controversy by putting up a sign that it is kind of supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but not really at the same time. The sign says, max hug time, 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, please use the car park. What they're saying is people are hugging for so long when they're going to drop people off that it's causing congestion, that people are having to wait in these long
lines. Nobody's hugging for 3 minutes.
Well, maybe they're hugging for the 20 seconds so that oxytocin releases, and then they're just mingling. It is a problem. Sometimes when, I don't have a major issue and I've dropped people off at Lambert, but you will know that there are always those people who are going to stand there and like catch up on life when they're trying to drop somebody off. Like the whole point is to drop them off and then leave. Like say your goodbye. This isn't the time to catch up on all the things in life. You should have done that before you went to the airport. So people now, of course, are saying, well, maybe other airports should impose this because it gets a little bit obnoxious how congested it gets.
I think as long as you separate out the fact that there could be reasons for a hug that long. I mean, maybe you're feeling a little frisky or you're trying to comfort someone, right? Like somebody's had something traumatic happen to them and you're comforting someone and you might hang on to them for a couple of minutes, right? While they're sobbing on your shoulder or something like that. But for I'm driving you to the airport to put you on a plane to send you somewhere, that's probably, unless it's the last time you're ever going to see that individual, mm-hmm. and what are the odds, you're not hugging for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I thought about, let's say like a mom and a dad are dropping off their son or daughter to go, you know, in the military or something, and you don't know when you're going to see them or
right.
all the things.
Still.
Like, that makes sense. But again, I think 20 seconds is very long. Someone please hug for 3 minutes and let us know how awkward you feel.
You're probably giving up your man card at that point if you're the guy in that part of the relationship.
Just don't want to let go.
No. Well,
I don't know. Airports, no. It is tricky at airports. Lambert, like I said, is not that bad. But, well, it's kind of a sad reason that it's not that bad is because we need to add more flights. We need to have better development and infrastructure here in the St. Louis area to attract more businesses, which would then attract more passengers coming in and out of our airport. But you go to some of those other airports like Chicago, and it is just chaos.
Nobody wants to stay at Lambert for 3 minutes, so you wouldn't want to be there hugging
like,
for
I'm
that
out.
Long.
Well, and let's be real. I mean, are you one of those people who is going to get there well in advance, 2+ hours before your flight, because I'm going to push it. I like being at airports. There's something exciting to me about like people watching there, but I don't want to go sit there for 3 hours and twiddle my thumbs or spend $9 on a little drink, you know, like a soda or something at the airport. I'm one of those people.
It's like a ballpark beer.
Right. I'm one of those people who's going to get there. I feel like Trump. I'm moving my hands like an accordion and I just realized that I'm watching him too much. Those are pretty funny, those videos they've done, because it's so spot on. But I don't like to get to the airport with a ton of time to spare. I want to get there just in time to get through security and then get to my gate.
I'm with you. I didn't know this was an issue. I didn't know the length of time people were being hugged was an issue.
Well, I don't even know if it's hugging, it's just lingering.
Because these days you're in line, right? You're not getting to your loved one. You're not getting to the gate because you'd have to get through security to get to the gate. So the hugging all has to be happening outside of the airport, right?
Yeah, it'd be their little drop-off zone.
At the drop-off zone or right inside the front door.
Well, they're saying if you want to have a longer hug or not even just hug, you want to like chat, go to the parking lot, they say, and you can spend 15 minutes with your loved one.
Will you, like, are they waiving fees for public nudity if you go to the car park? I'm trying to think
out
loud.
I didn't see that part there, Mark.
I'm trying to think this out through its logical conclusion. Why would you need to go to the car for a longer get together?
Well, I'm not going to speculate, Mark. There are things people probably did. This is New Zealand.
New Zealand. Okay.
But this just speaks to this general trend where people are so distracted. I admit sometimes I'm in my own little world, and let's say you're behind somebody at a store and they're chatting and they're just standing there and not in any hurry, or they're crossing the street. Okay, let's just keep broadening this out. They're crossing the street and they're taking their sweet old time. Like it's like a little sloth moving across the street when you're trying to go. I'm not saying you have to just start sprinting. I get that. But move, like actually pretend
yes.
like you care about maybe getting across the street a little bit faster so that I can continue on.
They don't care.
Right?
They don't care.
It's just
nobody cares.
Every time I look at people in driving next to me, I'm telling you, we were driving home from Iowa yesterday and I'm just watching all these people not even holding their phone down. I mean, holding it up eye level right
while they're driving.
And I've heard people watch TV shows while they're driving.
Yeah.
I'm like,
sure.
Yeah, I can understand listening to a TV show. But the fact that you need to set it up potentially on your dashboard or wherever they're putting it.
Well, I mean, I know who those people are because I drove by a lady one time on the interstate. She didn't have her phone up on the steering wheel. She had a book open.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding
me. She's reading a book while she's driving down the highway. And I'm thinking, okay, that beats everything I've seen.
I was going to say, that's arguably
insane.
Worse than even watching a show.
Now I did, my friend Mark, who owns one of those new Tesla trucks, took a video of himself the other day with it self-driving itself. I mean, I guess you could do that and be reading your phone or reading a book while you're going down the interstate if you trusted it. That would take a lot of trust for me to
I don't think I could
take
do
my
it.
Hands off the wheel.
I mean, we all know technology fails us sometimes, so I'm not going to put my life in the hands of a self-driving car. I mean, I could see myself doing it for a second, but I would want to be still staring at the road.
And I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. Like, I'm going to go sign that petition and get my chance at $1 million a day.
You think they're going to be able to stop him? They're sitting there trying to say that what he did raises questions and all these things. What questions does it raise aside from how the heck are you? I mean, we know why he's that rich, but seriously, like, how do you have that much money? You can just give $1 million a day out to somebody.
Well, I mean, I know what they'll try to argue. They'll try to argue that it's some sort of in-kind contribution and it's violating the limits of political contributions or something like that. I know where they'll try to go with it. I don't think they'll get anywhere because they got 2 weeks left. They're going to have to go to court and try to prove that because he was trying to get people to sign this petition for his PAC. He's not trying to get them to donate money, but if you sign up with this PAC, he's giving away $1 million a day.
He's not even saying you have to vote for Donald Trump. He can't control who you go vote for.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there are going to be people coming out of the woodworks who are going to sign that pact to enter into this as a person who could win $1 million and then vote for Kamala. What stops them?
Nothing. Except I'm not sure all that many people are voting for Kamala.
Go
the more
Elon
I hear
Musk.
About it. No kidding.
I just love watching these videos and seeing all the support for him. I was getting goosebumps yesterday just seeing how people have come together and rallied behind this team. I say a team now because it feels like a team, you know, when you have Elon and you have Tulsi and Trump and RFK Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy's out there all over the place campaigning for him.
Yeah, but she's got Lizzo and Andy Cohen.
Well, I forgot about Lizzo.
Come on.
Shoot. Man, and Lizzo is such a good role model for all these young women who like her and watch her dance in very, well, barely their clothing.
And Lizzo basically got up on stage and made Trump's argument for him when she endorsed Kamala Harris. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And there's another group out there, like in terms of judging support. Occasionally, the left-wing media tells you things that they're probably a little bit embarrassed about, but I'm going to get to that when we come back right after the break.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
I'm so happy to be back in Detroit. You know, all the best things were made in Detroit. Coney Dogs, Faygo, and Lizzo. I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit.
Now, clearly this idiot was talking to a hometown crowd, but that is not the way you sell your candidate to America.
Yeah, right? No. Who wants this country to look like Detroit?
Oh my God.
What is the crime? What is the crime rate there? I mean,
well, you know, per capita, St. Louis probably beats them, but not by much. It's a much bigger city. It used to look like a bomb. It used to look like Gaza at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many vacant properties and crime. And my buddy claimed there was one area where they just wanted to put a fence up around it, like Escape from L.A., so nobody would go there. This would be like going to San Francisco and saying, if Kamala wins, America's going to look like San Francisco.
Or St. Louis. I mean, I'm a St. Louis girl, born and raised here, and I would never want the rest of the country to look like St. Louis, at least the current state of it. Not downtown.
Lizzo spent more time on stage during that appearance than Kamala Harris did. Kamala Harris gave a 6-minute speech and left the stage.
That's because she was busy going to all the churches trying to convince them to vote for her.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Why are churches letting her in? If Donald Trump ever came to my church here in the St. Louis area and spoke, it would be, you know how blasted he would be? My church would be blasted. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I can't believe you have political speech. You're losing your 501c3 status. I mean, we would be Trump and my church would be blasted in the media for allowing that to happen. Yet nothing to see here, folks. Kamala's just going to go around and tell everybody that that's the righteous thing to do is to vote for a candidate who supports abortion. And sadly, and I've been outspoken about this, I'm sorry. If you are Christian, you shouldn't. There is zero reason why you should be. You cannot vote for somebody who is in favor of abortion. And I understand Trump's stance is not really the best it could be, but you've got to pick the better one, and that's Trump.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I wonder sometimes, and we've mentioned this before, some churches that you drive by certainly have the signs out front, the vote no on three signs out front, but not all of them.
Oh,
and I'm a little baffled by that. I'll have to admit why these pastors who are Christians and even these Catholic churches that I drive by wouldn't all have this out front. I don't care if you're in the heart of Webster Groves, the lefties down there, or if you're in St. Charles County somewhere. I know that there are some that are not actively preaching this from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're doing it because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble with their 501c3 status, they're wrong. It's not a tax exemption status issue. You're allowed to have an opinion on that. If you're not endorsing a candidate, you're announcing your opposition to an amendment to the Constitution.
It's theological. They're biblical issues. I remember doing stories at Channel 4 talking to these woke churches in the Kirkwood area, for example, during the BLM riots. And that just was infuriating because that was when my views were starting to change, and hearing people try to tie things to scripture to justify their stance on some of these things. is it's just a total slap in the face.
Yeah. A little later, we're going to talk about, speaking of a slap in the face, CBS News is now claiming that it did not deceptively edit the interview with Kamala Harris, but they won't release the transcript. So they claim they did not, even though they aired one answer in the tease and a different answer, they now claim they didn't edit it at all. Even though the answer is from a different question. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. We're going to get to that and more for you coming up. Plus, Hans von Spakovsky at 620. Stay tuned.